Hello, folks. Guess who? I want to tell you, you're listening to Michael Brook with a little bit of an album called Hybrid. Now, the news this evening looks pretty bleak. I'll lay it on the line for you. It seems the gangsters owe the governor a favor. The governor needs a favor since he was arrested for shoplifting tokens at an adult peep show at the Allentown Fair when he was in town briefly this week to arrange a couple of murders. But the gangsters refused to play ball since the governor had hired non-union killers to knock off a couple of police informants in a holding cell on top of the PP&L building, which was struck by lightning anyway. The governor turned for help to the richest man in Allentown, the coroner. It seems that after 35 years of going through wallets and pulling off rings and watches, Allentown coroner Skitch McEmbolism was sitting pretty and enjoying his many perks. Until last night, when he was busy prying out a couple of gold fillings, and the governor kicks the freezer door open and walks in, his hired goons right behind him. And before he could do a thing, Allentown Mayor Don Ritter sneaked up behind him, slammed the door, and locked him in. They're still in there now. And the city council will make a motion to apply for an injunction to open the door and let them out. Probably around spring. If you like vegetarian sausage and spinach pie as much as I do, run, don't walk, to the U.S. Army recruiter nearest you. This message brought to you by the U.S. Navy. I'm Mr. Mark, filling in for Michael T. on this bleak autumn night. You're listening to Z Lobster Patrol Show, but don't take my word for it. Phone the station manager in his bed right now and ask him. 3412-1-515. I ought to break away at this point and say a few words on behalf of the sinking spring outside Kutztown. It's an underground sinkhole naturally filled with fresh spring water, and it's the fun way to steam away the dilemmas and heartbreak of the post-industrial nightmare. Just sign a legal waiver at the door, and you're in, because Sinking Springs is a small town, and they can't afford insurance. Beware of boiling hot seismic discharges, leeches, and snapping turtles, and broken glass. Snag the kids and the dog, and throw them in. It's sink or swim at the Sinking Spring outside Kutztown. Call them up before it freezes over. Find out. Call Janet Nay at 691-FIX. Oh, I'm awfully ashamed of myself. 691-5620. That's 691-5620 for more information. Food bank. And a can of Panistan. Piddledithica. Ectahoosits. Not the Ectahoosits. Ectawatsis. You like war games? You turned on by the thrill of challenge? Many freewheeling single adults are. Well, play Black Star, the modern version of Capture the Flag, played with safe, harmless blister gas and genetically engineered viruses. Punches, kicks, and dirty tricks. No children. No whiners. If you'd like to volunteer your services once a week to help here at the radio station, helping to carry out some very heavy office equipment to my car, call me up. Local photographer Ken Michael is still very much a part of Allentown's creative community, and he is now available to shoot blackmail footage for divorce evidence, also good at art forgeries and discreet revealing passport photos. It's a snap. You're on the map. So cut the flack and call Ken Michael. Sorry, I can't give out the phone number. That would be advertising. I'm going to play some real music now. Something that'll take you back. Roll the real music. You're listening to the Crustacean program on this radio station, WMUH Allentown, once a carport, now an FM frequency on your dial. Tragedy marred the opening of the school year here at Muhlenberg Religious Academy. It seems as though the head of the biology department, Marion E. Jacoby, lost his life over the Labor Day weekend in a guillotine accident. Speaking of which, did I ever tell you about my older sister, the fortune hunter? It seems she found an old treasure map and bribed the local government to let her excavate offshore, so finally she pulls in the prize catch, a powerful Soviet underwater mobile surveillance craft, unprecedented, and being patriotic-minded, she sold it to the CIA boys for five figures, but the liberals were so sore at her after that that she couldn't get work anymore as a dominant mistress. Too bad. So she turned to alcohol by opening a string of successful Manhattan taverns and nightclubs and amassing a fortune. And along come some executives from the company that originally built the faulty guillotine. Out for vengeance, they blew her brains out, and she was treated and released from Mercy Hospital in satisfactory condition the next day. Turning to the weather, continued showers are expected to wash vital nutrients out of the topsoil, causing catastrophic crop failures across the continent. Tomorrow's high? Cherry Ripple for me, that's a joke. But the Lehigh Valley can expect warmer nights and chill winds from Java Head will put some frost on the windows of the sewage treatment plant and steam up the glass on the front of the dog food cannery. Local officials recommend that you spray your orange trees with polyester resin. I'm Mr. Mark, filling in for that other guy, and please get plenty of rest in the daytime and then stay up real late. Tune to this radio station. Here's the Bonzo Dog Band. Tampering may have occurred in local drugstores in Whitehall this week. 17 boxes of aspirin-free pain reliever have been opened, and the protective seals broken, and the bottles filled up with dozens of flesh-eating canaries. Consumers are asked to open all bottles of aspirin-free pain reliever and pull out the cotton and look inside and see what's there. If dozens of dangerous starving birds come out, delay them if possible and telephone authorities. WMUH Allentown. Here's Chris and Cozy. It's 1:35 a.m. The chief of police reminds residents not to soap any police car windows this Halloween. It's just too dangerous. And that brings to mind a little story. It seems as though all the animals in the world had turned against mankind, and my best friend Roy was trapped in the fish tank of a Chinese restaurant, fighting for his life when the sun went nova just at the exact moment when the Martians were about to reveal themselves to all people everywhere. But when the intense heat blew up the flying saucers, the Martians got the wrong idea and decimated New York City in retaliation, and after that, it stands to reason we just naturally turned around and blew up Moscow. Now it's a year later, and all the people had gone underground and lost their eyesight living in dark caves, and how about those lungfish? You know, they can leave the water and crawl right up onto land. Fantastic thing. I'm Mr. Mark, bringing you fine music on a fine, fine Saturday morning. WMUH. Allentown. No baloney. John Cale started us out with The Jeweler, that story from way back when. And no end in sight here at the radio station. No end in sight at all. In brilliant stereo, I'm Mr. Mark.